nawu muririmi rweshona. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable, where we discuss issues affecting women. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, January the 19th, 2023. I am your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight we are discussing incidents of political violence and what the opposition party Citizens Coalition for Change calls arbitrary arrests of its members ahead of the national harmonized elections expected this year. In further preparations for the elections, the preliminary delimitation report, whose recommendations were adopted by both Parliament and Senate, was today handed over to President Mnangagwa by Speaker of Parliament Jacob Mudenda. Mr. Mnangagwa told the media today that he will hand over the report to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission tomorrow. 26 CCC activists, including a minor and two lawmakers, accused of participating in a gathering with intent to promote public violence in Botshabelo last Saturday, were at the magistrate's court in Harare today. Lawyer Wilbert Mandinde explains what happened at the court.
Nasi apa nyaya yava amosibaya nevamwe vava 25 vanosanganisa honorable Machingauta tapinda mudare dare ratanga nekubvisa mwana musikana mudika nemakore gumi nemanomwe anga aripo vakati ngaachimboenda kuchikoro apiwa zuva raakanodzoka musi wa 3 kukadzi mudare uye dare rati zvakare vasungwa vane kodzero yekupihwa chikafu uye vane kodzero yekurapwa asi zvichienderana nemutemo uwe kujeri wekuti zvinofambiswa sei kuti vapiwe masikati anotatanga zvakare kuenderera mberi nekunzwa chikumbiro chekuti vasungwa vese vatongwe vachibva kumba dare ranga rakateerera muinvestigating officer mupurisa ari kuita nyaya uyo anga achipa uchapupu hwekuti sei vasungwa vasapiwe vatenderwe kutongwa vachibva kumba asi pari zvino tapedza tatiri kuita yatinoti cross examination kumubvunza kuti zvichafamba sei tinoenderera mberi mangwana patiri kufungira kuti zvichapeta nyaya tozodzoka kuti dare rinoti izvo tozodzoka rini kurune
takatarisa nyaya yekuparwa kunonzi kwakaitwa mhosva iyi mupurisa ari kuti kokudii panyaya
vamupurisa vari kubata kuno nekokoko chinhu chataburisa mudare ndechekuti ivo vakanga vapiko kubudiriro vari kutaura zvavakaudzwa asi mhosva chaiyo haichachatsobuda kuti ndeipi nekuti vamhike neni taedza kuburisa pachena kuti mutemo uyu musangano uyu wanga uri pamutemo.
Lapho-ke lizwe igqwetha elimela amalunga ebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change amiswe phambi komthethwandaba kamantshi eHarare kucala alitheswayo elokuhlangana engelamvumo belokhu bengakakhululwa ngemali yesibambiso eyebail. Phakathi kwabo kulontombazana osakhulayo lamalunga edale lephalamende amabili. Kulabo-ke abasanda ukusixhuma lamhlanje sicubungula ukuphathelane lodlakela kwezombusazwe lokubotshwa kwamalunga ebandla le-CCC phambikileni kokhetho olukhangelelwe ukuwona lo umnyaka. Let's hear what various female political leaders and women's organizations have to say about the prevailing political atmosphere in the country ahead of the elections. The chairperson of the National Women's Assembly in the Citizens Coalition for Change, Barbara Tanyanyiwa, says her party condemns the politically motivated acts of violence in the country.
As CCC women, we are very much worried about the violence that is going on around the country, which is being perpetrated by ZANU-PF, of course. And we are so much worried that even women are being victims and they are being sexually abused by the police, an act that we condemn in its strongest terms.
Tanyanywa's sentiments are echoed by Linda Masarira, leader of opposition party Labour Economists and African Democrats.
As the president of Labour Economists and African Democrats, I am deeply concerned and deeply worried about the escalating cases of political violence, armed robberies in our country, and how that is affecting women and families in our country. Sadly, all political opponents choose violence at a time they are supposed to be choosing peace and dialogue for conflict resolution. Going forward, we are a people that are supposed to nurture a culture of unity of purpose, unity in our diversity.
Citizens Coalition for Change, Bulawayo legislator Jasmine Tofa, who says she was attacked by suspected ZANU-PF activists in October last year, with some of her party members during the violence that broke out in the run-up to the by-elections in Nsiza, Matabeleland and South, tells Studio 7 Live Talk that her injuries have not completely healed, as a disc that was installed in her fractured hand will be removed sometime this year. However, ZANU-PF Director for Information and Publicity, Tafazo Amogwadi, insists that his party does not engage in acts of violence and says it is the duty of the police to arrest any perpetrators of violence and bring them to justice. Women Affairs Minister Thembi Sonyoni, who is also in Kaino, the legislator and member of the ruling ZANU-PF, tells Studio 7 Live Talk, violence has no place in Zimbabwe.
We don't want anyone who goes into power through beating other people to submission. It is wrong, it is undemocratic, it is unacceptable. So that issue comes up again and again, and we really want to say no to violence. This year, as we go towards the elections, we are saying, women, let us unite, report any violence that you experience. And I wish all women that would like to engage in politics this year a very, very good luck and good opportunity.
Meanwhile, the African Commission on Human and People's Rights recently ruled that Zimbabwe should respect and protect the right to peaceful protest and should investigate, prosecute, and punish all state actors responsible for violations. Jenny Williams of activist group Women of Zimbabwe Arise, which took the case to the commission and whose members have faced arrests over the years during demonstrations, says she hopes government will honor the ruling this year so that peace prevails.
The question is a valid question. Do we think the Zimbabwe government is going to comply with the need for redress, with the need for investigation of all police officers who overreached? And that remains lobby and advocacy work that we have to do.
Various listeners and viewers who spoke to Studio 7 Live Talk say signs that the elections expected to be held this year will not be free and fair are already apparent, and they hope the situation will improve so that results are not disputed as usual. Lapho ke sizwe abakhokheli bamabandla ehlukeneyo kwezombusazwe ababalisa LCCC, ZANU-PF, LID kanye lenhlanganiso yeWoza besipha imbono yabo ngodlakela olubikwa lukhona elizweni. Sizwile njalo lomphathintambo ogatsha lukahulumende olubona ngeziphathelane labesifazana isola udlakela unkosikazi Thembi Sonyoni njalo ikhuthaza abesifazana ukuthi bebikele amapholisa bengahlukuluzwa. Now, to discuss the issues raised in depth, we are joined by our guests, Evangelista Itabai Shetonga, who is a ZANU-PF activist, and Ellen Chirietenga, Elections Officer, Deputy Elections Officer in the Citizens Coalition for Change. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. How are you? Good evening, my sister.
Yes, may you introduce yourself and give us your name, your title, and where you are, and greet the listeners and viewers.
Okay, my name is Ellen Chirietenga, and I am the Citizens Coalition for Change. Currently, I am a deputy responsible for elections in our party. Thank you.
Yes, what can you say about the issue at hand, the topic we are discussing today? We saw the CCC members appearing in court. What's your sentiments on that, including the women who have been arrested?
Okay, I think unfortunately we are, you know, every time when we approach an election, we expect people to be excited and, you know, because it is our constitutional and democratic right. And unfortunately for us as a nation, that is time for tribulation for most people. You know, I spent my entire day in court today and even yesterday following up on our colleagues that has been arrested. You know, you could tell the agony, the pain that those people are suffering. But beyond that pain, there is some determination to say, you know what? Already we are dying. So that's the kind of attitude which is there. But unfortunately, you know, if you get to look at the circumstances at which those people were arrested, you know, they were at a private meeting, at a private residence, and the police counsel on that. And even when the investigating officer was being asked today with regard to the circumstances that led to the arrest of those people, he was not really clear, and this is one person who cannot even appreciate and comprehend the laws that he used to actually arrest those people. So you can tell that it was an ulterior motive that is unfair in cooperation of people. And what is happening about it all?
No, can you? That picture is not Ellen. That's Evangelist.
No.
Yeah. Oh, there, we just lost our caller. Vesile ecingweni vesile ngonkosikazi Ellen Shiriete engake yena obechasisa ngokuthi kuhambe njani emthethwandaba lamhla lapho esibone kumiswa amalunga ebandla le-CCC phambi kukamantshi. Njalo ubekhona nangokuthi kulo ntombazane osakhulayo oleminyaka engu-17 okumele singabe usesikolo ongazwisisi lokuthi kuhamba njani. Yes, while we wait for our callers, we can even take our callers now. Kodwa singaqhubekeli ke phambili sikhumbule ke ukuthi labo abasanda ukusixhuma sicubungula okuphathelane ke lodlakela elizweni. Sibona ukuthi phela sokulungiselelwa ukhetho ngomnyaka ozayo. Siyabona njalo ukuthi ngakhona umnyaka ozayo kuwona lo umnyaka, kodwa ke ilanga lakhona alikamenyezelwa. Njalo sibonile ukuthi ugwalo lokwabiwa kwezabelo olwe delimitation report luyaqoqwa ke lamhlanje luqhutshelwe umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa isikhulumeli sedalela ePhalamende umnumzana Jacob Mdenda. Sibonile ke izolo amalungu edalela ePhalamende evumelana ngokuthi liganjelwe njani leli lolu gwalo, ukuthi lixaxelwe njani ukwenzela ukuthi lisebenze kuhle. Njalo sezwa ukuthi amanye amalunga edalela ePhalamende abalisa eleZANU-PF labe-MDCT bebesithi ngcono kuqale kumiswe ukhetho ukwenzela ukuthi ugwalo lolu ke luqale luhluzisiswe. Kodwa bona bathi hayi, lutshwana ke sithi okumele kulungiswe. Ngakho ke ukhetho luzaqhubeka njengalokho kufanele ukuthi kwenziwe. So yikho ke abaningi abakumeleleyo ukuthi kukhulunywe ilanga ke lokhetho ukuthi kuhamba njani lokuthi luzaqhutshwa ngesikhathi esinganani. Yes, to those who are just joining us, we are discussing the issues affecting women here, looking at incidents of violence and arrest, which the Citizens Coalitions for Change and some Zimbabwean Lawyers for Human Rights are calling unjust ahead of the elections expected to be held this Yeah. And today we also saw that the preliminary delimitation reports, whose recommendations were adopted by both Parliament and Senate, has been handed over to President Mnangagwa. And he will have to look at the report and hand it over to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission tomorrow. That's what he told journalists in Harare today. And we saw that among these 26 CCC activists who were arrested last Saturday in Butiriro when they were holding a meeting, who include a minor and two lawmakers, they appeared in court today. And the lawyer, Wilbert Mandinde, has explained what happened and that they could not get the bail, which they were so much looking forward to. Yikho ke esikuxoxayo namhlanje kodwa siyabona ukuthi ke abahlonitshwa ade silabo umcingo labo luqhamukile kodwa ke hayi sizaba melela ukuthi beze bebuye ke sixoxisane. Right, let's take a brief break and we'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Yebo ke sizwa ukuthi sesilo umlaleli wethu wokuqala lapha osichayele ucingo. Siyakwamukela umlaleli wethu.
Ngiyabonga sithandekile njani?
Hayi ngiyaphila, ngibane engikhuluma laye lapha kuhlela.
Ukhuluma noJayson Maphosa.
Ye, ungaphi kwelizwe? Ungaphi kwamhlaba?
NgiseDurban.
Yebo ke kunjani ke khona ngapho eDurban?
Hayi sisaphila sithandekile siyezwa kunezi.
Ye, ungasitshela ukuthi uthini ke ngokwenzakala ekhaya? Siyabona abantu babhalisela ukuvota bakhangelela ukhetho kodwa amabandla aphikisayo lokho ekhonona ngokuthi kulodlakela. Ubona kusenzakalani njalo la uzahamba yini ukuyavota?
Angicabangi ukuthi ngizophumelela ukuyavota. Kodwa ke imphumela ke ngicabanga ukuthi ngeke ibe mihle ngoba sesibonile udlakelo olukhona kanti ke i-level i-ground ayikho level ukuthi ama political actors adlale kuyona.
Yebo ke ehe ungaqhubeka.
Ongacaca ukuthi imphumela ngeke ibe mihle. Ngeke ibe mihle ngoba iZANU PF iyamobilize futhi kakhulu these days. Abantu abangamalungu eZANU PF, they are active kakhulu, they are trying by all means. Bonile kobulawa bekhuthaza ukuthi abantu abaregister, abathole izithupha, abavote. So iZANU PF futhi iqala into yabo. Angiboni ukuthi kukhona esingakulindela okuhle ngoba even uma singabheka i-opposition isiqalile ukukhala like they feel ukuthi no, into azihambi kahle and everyone can conclude ukuthi amavoti lawo azayo ngeke abe se ngeke kube nokuthula kulolu khetho oluzayo. So umbono wami uthi kuzoba nzima if ukuthi iZANU PF iphume emandleni, amabandla aphikisayo kumele azame ngendlela zonke ukuthi amelane neZANU PF, okuyinto engekho lula leyo.
Yebo ke, kambe kuyini eleZimbabwe elingakufunda? Singathi thina ikakhulu kuyini elingakufunda sesikhangela ke kuyini eleZimbabwe elingakufunda ke kwele South Africa khona ngapho boni ngalo ukhetho luqhutshwa kuhle yini?
ESouth Africa ukhetho luqhutshwa kuhle, abantu bavota based on ama policies, bavota based on ukubheka ukuthi lo in future kunezinto ezingenzakala kanti ke yithi divota kakhulu based on ukudla lendlala. So if we ukuthi masingafunda ikakhulu njengabantu abasha baseZimbabwe ukuthi no, it is not about ukudla, it is not about into ezingane, but it is about health, it is about economy yelizwe. Okuyinto kakhulu thina eZimbabwe sisasalela kakhulu kuyemuva ngoba iZANU PF ama-interest ezithembisa abantu azikho izinto ezithandebhu esingathi hayi votelani iZANU PF izolenzela khona, akukho okubambekayo ekuthembisa abantu.
Yebo ke, hayi siyabonga, kodwa nxa ukhuluma labanye khona ngapho abeZimbabwe bathini, bathi bazabuya yini ekhaya, bathi bazahamba yini kuyavota ekhaya?
Abaningi bayasho ukuthi bazohamba ukuyavota but ithemba lingani. I-outcome like ungezwa umuntu olwa naye eseqala ukuthi no, ngeke kube se, ngeke ngikwazi ukulwa kahle ngoba kunalokhu nalokhu. So thina as ama-supporters sometimes kuyasimotivate. Into engayicela kakhulu ikakhulu kumabandla aphikisayo ikuthi asikhuthaze ukuthi no, we can win ama-vote. Baqale bami ngokukhala ukuthi no, yes siyalwazi udlame lwani lweZANU PF but asizameni maybe ama-opposition party ukuthi siba-encourage no, ukugive up ngeke kusise ndawo. Ukuthi thi no, iZANU PF izawina sivele siyeke, ngeke kusise. Into engasiza sisithandekile ukuthi asambeni siyevota. We are trying by all means ukuyi-encourage abantu bayovota ngoba if uqhubeka kunje iZANU PF ingawina, abantu bazohlala besemazweni, ngeke abantu babuyele ekhaya.
Yebo ke, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi usixhase kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu sisithandekile nabalaleli abanye.
Yebo ke, siyabonga. Lapho ke, that was Jason Maphosa calling all the way from South Africa, who is saying that they have no hope in participating, that the outcome of the elections will be free and fair, and as a result he's not going back home to vote from South Africa Day. But he says some of his colleagues think that it's worth giving it a try to vote and changing the situation so that they can all go back home. As we know that in South Africa Day, their special permits are expiring this June, and they are expected to go back home. Yes, and we are still waiting for our listeners and for our guests. And our guests have just called to say that they are ready and waiting. We'll be having them soon. But before that, we have another caller. Siyakwamukela emoyeni.
Good morning, njani mam.
Yeah, I say aphila. Ngubani engikhuluma la ye njalo ungaphi kwelizwe?
Ngiphila ngokuthi ngamuse
bozwana. Yebo ke, kunjani ke khona ngawo?
Hayi, wonke kuseyabo.
Ya, ungasichasisela ke ngamafitshane ukuthi uthini ngokwenzakala ekhaya. Siyabona ukuthi kulungiselela ukhetho, siyabona ukuthi kwakulo hlelo lokubhalisela ukuvota abantu bahamba bayabhalisa. Ungathini ngakho? Abanye ibandla eliphikisayo lithi kulodlakela amalunga la abotshwa mahlayana, njalo amanye achaywa ngabacathana ukuthi ngabe bandla leZANU PF, njalo lamapholisa alukhuni. Ungathini ngokwenzakala ekhaya?
Hey, okwenzakala ekhaya kubuhlungu kakhulu mama, ngoba eyi siyazi ukuthi sikhangelele nokhetho ubana sihambe siyovota, kodwa ngaze sivote vele akunanto ezakwenzeka ngoba vele yonke into vele akulanto eyalunga khonapha vele.
Kodwa abanye phela bathi nxa lingasavotanga akusoze kulunge, njalo kuyahlala kunjalo.
Kodwa vele sizawuvota asale, kodwa into ekhona njengoba sitshaywa nje akunanto esawuyenza, uyabona. Ngoba naku ngathi naqonda uba abamabandla aphikisayo bonke babanje phela abaningi asiyawabona.
Yebo ke, ye kodwa phela kuyaphetha ngani abantu bazakwamukela khonokho bethi hayi sivoti asoze sibhuqule lutho ngoba sizatshaya?
Hawu kodwa siyavota mama, kodwa sawubona uma kowuphuma ntoni. Kodwa namnyebenisibanaye besicela kubane ayininti bethu masihambeni siyovota ngenxa singalungisa enye into asikwazi.
Kodwa khona ngapho ke nje uthe ukuliphi ilizwe?
IBotswana.
Okay, kodwa kunjani khona ngapho umumo wezombusazwe, njalo kuyini eleZimbabwe elingakubona kukuhle khona ngapho likusebenzise?
Hawu apha kuse sekuse ebandini balapha kodwa kuthi thina abasala abasala ngaphandle akunanto enhle apha ngoba singabantu bokuza solizwe lethu.
Kodwa nxa ubona indlela abaxoxa ngayo inhlelo zabo zokhetho ungathini ngaso?
Abebotswana?
Ye, ungathi konke ukhetho luqhubeka kuhle akuladlakela?
Hayi, uBotswana akukadingezakele.
Oh, hayi kuhle kodwa wena uvela ngapha ekhaya. Ye, nyakuzwa ngoba ukhuluma ngesixhosa kodwa bona bathini nxa uxoxa lapha? Bathi bazavota, bathi konke uhamba kuhle, bazuza ukudla kumbe bakhonona?
Hayi, bathi bazawuzama bayovota, sikwazi ubana mabasithinyani bayagqoka sikwazi.
Wini ke ongathanda ukulutshiyela, iliphi ilizwe ongathanda ukulitshiyela abeZimbabwe?
Hayi, umuntu ebendingayithetha kuphela ebantwini baseZimbabwe ndicela ubana masandisiyovota kuphela ngenxesha singalingise enye into ngoba akunanto engaguquka ngaphambi kokhetho.
Yebo ke. Ye, njalo sizwa labo uthini ngalabo abaselizweni leSouth Africa ukuthiwa incwadi zabo zokuhlala kulelo lizwe seziphela ukusebenza sokumele bephindele ekhaya?
Eyi, kona kunzima mama kodwa vele akunanto ongayenza nxa abanikazi belizwe bethetha loo nto akunanto ongayenza kufanele uphindele uye kwena nditsho
uyolungisiza
isimo sakwenu.
Ye, njengoba ikhaya kunzima kangaka ubona ingani kulula yini ukuthi umuntu ovela kwelinye ilizwe aqalise kutsha impilo?
Kunzima ikholeyi kodwa vele kezekhoke sekwenzakele tena.
Ye, kuyabe sokwenzakele kodwa kuyahlaleka yini khona ngapho kwele Botswana kumbe lonke lifisa ukuthi isimo silunge ekhaya ukwenzela ukuthi wonke umuntu abuyele?
Ina sikaqhubeka inhloko nje kodwa sifumana izinto eqale zilunge ekhaya kalokhu.
Ukodwa ungathi baningi abavela eZimbabwe ohlangana labo khona ngapho kwele Botswana?
Ewe, bakhona baningi.
Kuyahlaleka kodwa kuhlalwa kubotshwa bebotshwa besiwa ezintolongweni lokhu lalokhu lalokhu kungani kuyaphileka kwabanye?
Abanye banezincwadi nabo, abanye abanancwadi kodwa hayi kona kusafani nakuqala.
Ye, hayi kuyezwakala ke. Hayi, sibongile ukuthi usixhasile lapha kuhlelo lethu.
Ngiyabonga mama, inkosi.
Ye, uhlale ke usitshayela ucingo ke sikutshayele lathi sixoxe njalo sihlezi sile izihloko zendaba ezehlukeneyo. Namhlanje sikhuluma ngezombusazwe, kusasa singabe sikhuluma ngezomnotho. Kusiya kusiya.
Ngiyabulela mama.
Yebo ke, kulungile. That was Kolekile Mlambo from Botswana. He's coming from Mbembezi in Zimbabwe. He's saying that he hopes that the situation in the country will change. We have another caller. Yebo ke, siyabu, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Yebo ke, ngubani sikhuluma laye, uyibizo ungaphi kwelizwe?
Mina ngiseBotswana, kodwa ngiyabuya eZimbabwe.
Ye, uvela ngaphi kwendawo eZimbabwe?
Eplumtree.
Uthe uvela ngaphi?
Eplumtree.
Yebo, Eplumtree. Isikhathi ke asisavumi, ungasitshela ke ngamafitshane ukuthi uthini ngomumo osekhaya amabandla ezombusazwe akhonona ngokuthi abotshwa amahlayana ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho.
Sibini nalaba engikhona kahle kahle bengakabona bona into ngoba ngihlala ningekho esikhathini esiningi.
Ye, kodwa njengomuntu weZimbabwe uthini ngalokhu? Uzahamba yini ekhaya ukuyavota?
Ngiyahamba, ngiyahamba, ngiyahamba.
Oh, wabhalisa ukuvota?
Bengakabhalisi kodwa ngizokuthi ngijikile bathi bathi bayakhona ukuthi bokubhalisa first, so ngangithi ngizoya.
Yebo, hayi kuyezwakala. Hayi ke, sibongile ukuxoxa lawe.
Okay, langibonga kakhulu.
Yes, that was our caller. He's saying he's going back home to what is in Botswana. And we've come to the end of our show and would like to thank all our guests, callers and viewers. And listeners, let's meet again tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m. And remember, our regular radio news shows are on 7 days a week from 7 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington.